Call 7 the demand. I really want to call 8 the demand.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Like I said, if you're good, you get at least 8. 7 will buy you another year of getting your guys in there and all that stuff.
If we win fewer than 6, I'll never watch another game. I will never watch another game. I'll never watch another game in my life if we win fewer than 6.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
If we win fewer than 7, I'll never watch another Pruitt game. If we go 6-6, I'm not watching another game until we get a new coach.
A man has to have a code, and I respect it. The 6th one seems a little aggressive.
If we win 4 or fewer, I will end my life. If we win fewer than 4, I'll take everyone with me as well. So everyone in this room and me.
On 1340 WKGN.
So hopefully we don't win 3. You guys better hope we do better than 3-9. Or we're all in trouble then.
Hour number 3 kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. We are 2 minutes in. That's somewhat of a promising run there with Pulisic, but he got the ball taken away from him, but we'll keep you posted if we get a goal. Let's hit some Hour 3 headlines. What do you got for us, Cody?
Thanks, John. You knew
You're
big.
Welcome.
You knew Big Meat would come after him eventually, and they got him. Liver King has been busted for steroid use.
Who is Liver King? Is that a name I'm supposed to know?
You never heard of Liver King?
So it is a name I'm supposed to know?
The big guy that eats all the meat. He drinks like blood and animal blood. he bone marrow and all that stuff. Everybody's really into this soccer game. The Liver King. They put a thing together about him on Netflix, I think.
He
eats raw meat, like raw animals. He's this big jacked up dude.
So what did he get caught doing?
Maybe this should have been later in headlines.
Well, what did he get caught
doing? I'd say 30% of the audience knows about Liver King.
What did he do again?
PEDs. He claimed to be all natural.
He's a big guy.
Okay. Hypocrite.
Oh, so he's a big phony then, because like he's saying he got his physique just by eating raw meat, but
basically,
really he was.
He's this crazy guy because he'll like eat like hearts and like deer hearts and.
I mean, it's a good gimmick to have.
Blood.
It's good
he's like a savage.
Stick. Liver King.
Just look him up, and he's.
Oh, I've seen this guy. I think he's on my Instagram reels telling me to go work out. Right?
Is it? Yeah, he's like a savage, and he's all jacked. And
see the guy always on Twitter like, hey, go, or Instagram like, hey, go work out. No, I don't think that's him. Okay, that's about what the Liver King looks like. Yeah, it seems pretty obvious that this guy would be on PEDs.
Yeah, you can tell by looking at him.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's been busted now.
Why did he take a test? Was he trying to enter a competition or what happened?
Because I don't know.
I feel like if I'm him, there's no way I'm taking a test.
I don't know.
My whole empire would crumble.
I didn't read the story. Najee Harris says Georgia won a, quote, weak-ass natty last year because Alabama was without receivers Jameson Williams and John Metchie.
It's true.
Yep.
Spot the law.
Bama's receivers were hurt, so Najee Harris says that was a weak-ass championship.
Where is John Metchie at, Kim?
Metchie is, oh my gosh, I saw him catch a pass.
Gotta
be
the Jets.
No.
No, it's not the Jets.
Garrett Wilson's with the Jets, and he bought out.
I shouldn't know that.
I know Jameson Williams hasn't played yet with the Lions, and they think he might be getting close to make his debut, but probably not this week.
Yeah, this week would be doubtful, but it's possible pretty soon.
I didn't know where Metchie was, but either way.
I can't wait to stop watching this. I'm pulling so
hard
for
Iran. He's with the Texans. Metchie's with the Texans.
Yeah, Cody's rooting for Iran.
I want this to end. I want to quit caring about soccer.
On Saturday, when we're in the knockout stage, don't be like, hey, let's go drink, let's go party. I got my red, white, and blue on. Don't try to hop back on the bandwagon. I told you.
What is Iran's national anthem?
I don't
think I can
on.
Just recite that.
Let's
but...
move on. Russell says the Iron Sheik's music. He's sitting in here watching the soccer game with us.
Did you see where Mike McDaniel cut up 700 plays to help Tua regain confidence? Well, he did. The label on a cup of Velveeta's microwavable mac and cheese says the meal only takes 3.5 minutes to prepare, but a Florida woman says this is false. She's suing the manufacturer for $5 million.
What's the claim here?
She claims that it's false advertising, that it does not take 3.5 minutes to prepare, that it takes much longer.
Because you have to actually do things to get ready for it before you put it in the microwave?
Yeah, she filed a suit in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of Florida, November 18th. The lawsuit claims the packaging on those single-serve cups of mac and cheese say it'll be ready in 3.5 minutes. She says it's misleading. It says you just microwave the cup for 3.5 minutes. Her attorneys are arguing that this number does not account for the other 4 steps required to prepare the pasta. Removing the lid and sauce pouch, adding water, microwaving, and stirring also account for extra time. Her attorneys say that makes it impossible for the mac and cheese to be ready in 3.5 minutes.
What are the $5 million that she wants for? Like, I mean, like, what are her damages?
I don't know.
She was late to a job interview or something? Or, like, what? I don't understand.
I don't know. It's a stupid headline.
Yeah, you're really...
It's just something I read.
Really struggling here today.
Not really. Alex Golish has been tagged as a potential name to take over as head coach of a team out of the American Athletic Conference.
Yeah, so he was linked to Cincinnati, but like from what I saw in the article, it was basically like, yeah, Alex Golish is from Ohio. Like that was the tie.
He lived there.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's not from there, but yeah, he lived in Ohio. Like, I mean, is that enough to make you worry? Is Alex Golish at that point where he's ready to get a Power 5 job? Because doesn't seem like he would be ready to get a Power 5 job. Very rarely do coordinators get Power 5 jobs as their first coaching job, or at least coordinators who haven't, you know, got more of a track record. I know some coordinators get it, but usually it has to be somebody who's, you know, been in a program for a long time. Brent Venables, Kirby Smart, those types.
Dumb Dabo Sweeney was asked if it's time for staff changes after 2 years without a passing game during his call-in show yesterday. His response, if it comes a time where people don't like how I do my job, then they can hire somebody else.
I really dislike Dabo.
I hope that time comes.
Come on. Okay.
Are we in the blue?
Yeah.
We wore blue against England. Do we not have any alternates? I want red shorts. What about blue jerseys, red shorts? That would look better. Or red shorts.
They're wearing red right now.
Why don't you worry about your own team's jerseys,
yeah,
Cody?
You're wearing white and red, so the Iranian jerseys look pretty good. Their kits look pretty good.
If we score,
then you'll be back on. Okay.
Now that guy wearing the Budweiser coat kind of got me. That kind of makes me want to cheer for us again. Because that's about as American as it gets. Sources say cat out with calf strain. What is this? The Knoxville Area Transit?
Carl Anthony Towns, has I believe, a calf is who strain. You're talking about.
They ran over a calf
Minnesota
in one of the
Timberwolves.
The cat
big
buses
man is hurt.
Hit a calf and it's stuck in the grill.
Yeah.
I think is what
he got hurt. I wouldn't be surprised if this is kind of like a time where like the Jazz actually start playing well with him out, and then they look to maybe trade Cat. I still think that like by next offseason, he'll be like with the New York Knicks. That's kind of what I think. Well, just like the Rudy Gobert, Carl Anthony Towns experiment has been a failure.
Rudy Gobert, now that's a guy right there that, you know, he was the first one. COVID started with him. You remember that whole thing?
He wasn't the first, but he was the biggest.
He was the first person to have COVID.
That's not true, but he was the biggest. And then he got the whole NBA shut down, and that's when we realized, hey, sports can't happen. He did kind of – depends on how you look at it. Some tried to say –
Didn't he kill his grandmother or something?
No.
Or he killed – or did he kill Carl Anthony Towns as a grandmother? Carl Anthony Towns lost like 8 family members, didn't he?
Yeah, like yeah, that. But it wasn't –
it was a lot.
It wasn't Rudy Gobert who killed them, but – Some tried to say that Rudy Gobert saved a bunch of lives by getting sick because that made the NBA take it seriously. All right, there's a shot on target.
I wouldn't want a last name to be Gobert.
Looks like Gobert.
It's too close to Goober.
Well, you like being close to Goober.
That's right. I sit right next to him every day.
Hey, that backfired.
Margot Robbie says she ripped shots of tequila to prepare for a nude scene with Leo in Wolf of Wall Street.
That kind of woman. Tequila.
Tequila?
Good choice.
What, ripping shots of tequila?
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Is it?
Was prepares you for anything.
Was she saying she was nervous being next to Leo or just nervous being on camera necking?
I don't know. I didn't read the story.
It is just headlines.
It says that she ripped shots of tequila to prepare for the nude scene. I imagine that would be pretty nerve-wracking if you've never been nude with Leonardo DiCaprio before.
Yeah, I guess Margot wasn't necessarily a household.
Who hasn't? Yeah.
I guess she hasn't necessarily. Wasn't
Kate
necessarily
Winslet has.
A household name at that point, so maybe she didn't have.
What do you think?
Confidence.
What do you think, Leo? I wonder how he feels about like
get it.
His actress partners who he's been nude with. Because young Kate Winslet, Titanic,
was not as attractive as Margot Robbie. No,
probably not. But she's
I'm not saying she's
pretty attractive.
Yeah,
The different strokes for different folks. She's Margot Robbie's hotter.
She's
but I don't know if she's for everybody.
Sure,
you know what I mean.
I don't know how many other actresses they've got naked with on movies.
She
I mean,
pretty hot.
He had little Amy Adams and Catch Me If You Can, but I don't think there were any, like, any nude scenes, but they did some sex stuff on the movie.
How old was Kate Winslet during Titanic?
Probably
26.
I was going to say like 21 or 22.
Kate Winslet, how old Titanic?
Just see how old she is. The movie came out in 96. We can work out.
Oh, she was just 18 when she played.
I thought she was pretty
She
young.
Looked like a. Was, she looked
was
much older, I thought. Didn't
yeah.
she?
Well, I mean, it was just old hair.
She didn't look 18. She was only 18?
I mean, Leo probably wasn't much older.
I think she looked old for her age.
So now you don't think she looks attractive. Cam, you got trivia questions ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Tuesday trivia coming up next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Gotta say, we're generating some looks.
Good sign. Good sign early.
Still scoreless through 17, but... generating some looks. All right, Cam, what trivia topics you got for us today?
All right. I got USA.
USA.
Oh, I get it. Like from Borat.
Oh, that's a
very topical.
I got general. I got team nicknames.
What team?
You'll find out.
Is this all sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, NFL leaders.
Why do you ask so many damn questions?
Because I like to know specifically what my topics are before I beat your ass.
And I got acronyms.
Like all acronyms?
Someone
like
give you an
you
acronym.
Get NFL
you
leaders
break it
every
down
week.
For me.
You act like you don't get them, too.
I didn't do it last
you'll
week.
Do, you'll do like a three-pointer on acronyms. It'll be NFL. what's the record in the last? Have I won three of the last four, or did you win another one?
I've won two of the last three, so there's no way you've won three of the last four.
I've won three of the last five, then.
Yeah, and I've won seven of the last ten.
And I've,
eight of the
I've
last
won
ten. Eight of the last ten.
50 of the last.
No, now you're making stuff
70.
Up.
70.
As the winner, I will.
Are you sure you won last time?
Yes, I'm sure I won last time.
Did he win?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. We're just going to be in the box the entire time. Give me.
Good place to be.
I'll take NFL leaders for three, I guess. I don't feel good about it, actually.
All right. NFL leaders for three.
I don't want to do this.
This player.
Actually, I'll take it back. I don't want.
This player leads the NFL in receptions with 87.
Yeah. I should have taken that back. I don't feel good about that. Receptions with 87.
Well, I know who this is.
Yeah.
It's Josh Jacobs.
It's not Josh Jacobs.
You want me to help you?
I want you to shut up.
Okay.
Man, I don't really know who it is. I shouldn't have done NFL leaders. I wasn't feeling it today.
do need an answer.
Yeah, give me. I guess give me Tyreek Hill, but that's not who it is.
Tyreek Hill is correct.
Oh, phew.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
All right, give me team nicknames for three.
Team nicknames for three. All right. The U.S. Russell's national rugby team.
Russell's had enough of us.
Yeah, he's gone. The what?
The U.S. national rugby team.
Christ.
That's incorrect. It's not, Christ.
The U.S. national rugby team? Like, what are they called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Isn't it something to do with rabbits? The rabbits, the jackrabbits, or the I have no idea. The rabbits.
Rabbits is incorrect. It's the Eagles.
Yeah. You're close.
You were in an animal kingdom.
Why is there a sesame seed on the keyboard?
Acronyms for three.
Acronyms? Damn it, I wanted to do acronyms.
Well, you shouldn't have picked nicknames.
I'm going to be so mad when you get this now.
All right. Acronyms for three?
But there could be many different acronyms.
It's going to be tough.
NATO. N-A-T-O.
Oh. Damn it. Don't act like this is hard.
No, it's not hard, but I don't know it. I mean, I'm not saying not making a guess, but I don't know it. One of those things that you should know that I just don't know. I'm just going to go letter by letter, and you tell me when I'm wrong. That way I don't embarrass myself further. North.
Yeah.
African.
American. Damn it.
It's North Atlantic.
Atlantic. Is it trade organization?
Treaty organization.
Okay, well, that's good. I would have missed it regardless.
I was also going to say North American Trade Organization. Oh, okay. So that, okay.
He's like, oh, yeah,
I don't feel so bad now.
I acknowledge that's something I should know, but yeah.
All right, Cam, give me US and A for three.
US and A for three. How old do you have to be a US senator?
Senator? I think you can be a senator younger than you can be president, but president's what, 35, something like that? But I feel like to be a, why do I have this number in my head? It's got to be wrong, because why would it be in my head? 26?
26 is incorrect.
26. What kind of requirement is that?
Is it 35?
It's 30.
It's 30 for a senator.
Okay.
What's a governor?
I don't know.
Okay.
Off the top of my head.
So.
I think you are right about president being 35.
Well, yeah, president's definitely 35. I know that.
It's still 3-0, and we're going into round three.
Give me general for three.
General
really a lot
for
of
three.
Scoring going on here.
All right. This type of bridge is supported by large cables that run between towers.
Are you kidding me? This makes me so mad when you get an easy one.
Say it again. Again, please.
This type of bridge is supported by large cables that run between towers.
Is that not just called a wire bridge? That's my answer. Is it not a wire bridge?
Are you kidding?
It's not a wire
suspension.
Bridge. It is a suspension bridge.
There's no scoring going on here.
I'm focused on the soccer game. I don't know what your
excuse
is.
I need to get on the board.
I don't know what your excuse is. I need to focus on the soccer game.
I need to get on the board.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Ah.
Okay, Cam. Give
Quarter.
Me.
Ah, goal kick, you son of
all the threes are gone.
Suspension bridge.
I'm going to get on the board.
Okay.
Give me team nicknames for two.
All right. St. Louis's NHL team.
They just won the Stanley Cup, and they are the Blues.
The Blues is correct.
USA for two.
USA for two. All right. The Pilgrims first landed at this rock.
Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth is correct.
Okay, so basically I just wasted a round, because if we knock out all the twos, I mean, we're probably going to get the twos, right? So, okay.
You got on the board, though, like you wanted.
Yeah, you didn't get shut out.
I did get on the board. All right, I guess I'll do... I don't like team nicknames. If the rugby team was for three, then obviously the four-pointer would be harder, right? So...
What the hell was that?
Try not to curse. So this is round four, and you're up 5-2?
Correct.
Give me acronyms for four, I guess.
Ooh, Big Daddy bets the pot.
Acronyms for four. All right. Scuba.
Boy. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. I'll never get that. That's I've heard of it. I know it's...
Heard of a scuba?
It's like... that's a four-pointer, for Christ's sake. I don't know. Some Cubans understand broken Arabic.
Close. You use five words.
Is S for synchronized?
It is not.
Okay. Is it scientific?
It is self.
Self.
Self-contained. Care.
Contained underwater breathing apparatus. Is that right?
That's scuba.
I knew underwater breathing. I knew about it. I couldn't think of what.
Ah, damn.
Yes.
Wish I knew that.
But I didn't.
Oh boy, I'm getting in a bit of a deficit here. Oh, this is not good.
I'll take give me NFL leaders for four.
No.
NFL leaders for four.
Oh, he's trying to dagger me. You could just pick a two-pointer and piece it together here, pal.
This player leads the NFL in interceptions.
This is embarrassing because I know who it is. It's the guy who went from the Saints to the Eagles. Or he's on the Eagles at least. But I don't know what this guy's name is. Is it Chauncey Gardner-Webb?
Chauncey Gardner-Webb would be incorrect. It's C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Ah, okay. That is who I'm thinking of. But yeah. I did not know what the hell his name was. Is that the guy that came from New Orleans or
yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah, that's that safety.
He's out.
The NFL was six. Yeah, he just got injured.
Yeah, he's out for the Titans. That's why I saw that today. That he is the NFL leader in interceptions. What's his name again?
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
And I said what? Chauncey Gardner-Webb. Yeah. Well, Gardner-Webb is a school, right?
Yeah, this is a school.
Okay.
So if I do another two-pointer, you would just do another two-pointer probably, right?
Finish that!
So it really does me no good. See, you got me in a real pickle here, pal, because it would do me no good
bring
to
it down
do
to
it.
Your feet.
I don't know. I think you should have let that hit the ground.
Yeah, bring that to your feet and drill it. I mean, it's easy for me to say as someone who doesn't. Is this guy offsides anyway?
Cam, is this round five?
I think he was offsides anyway.
This is, your fifth.
All right. Let me try. Let me take a shot here at... I'll take a shot in the dark at team nicknames for four.
Team nicknames for four.
God,
all
this
right.
Is stupid. This is going to be hard.
Missouri, Kansas City.
How is that a four-pointer? Missouri, Kansas City.
Yep. You can go to their basketball team, their women's soccer team, whichever you want.
Are they even division, like...
They're Division I basketball.
A four-pointer? That's a five-pointer.
Yeah, that's a five-pointer. That's tough. If you get
that's
it right,
brutal.
If you give it right, I'll give you 5 points.
What if I get the letter it starts with right?
No.
Will you give it to me?
No. That's a 1 in 26 chance. And it's definitely
That's probably not going to happen.
No. Yeah, I was going to say.
Missouri, Kansas. So is that MKC? So that's UMKC? Is that how they go? What they go by?
Yeah, I think that's how they do it.
What's Kansas City known for? They got the Power and Light District. They got the Kansas there to the west. the planes, the windmills.
We're gonna need Christ.
UMKC, let's go with the Bears. Right, hell, I don't know.
Again, you're in the animal kingdom. It is not bears. It is the kangaroos.
Okay. That was hard. That was very hard, Cam.
I would have given you a 5, just for the record.
Thank you.
Give me acronyms for 2.
Acronyms for 2. All right. LOL.
Jesus Christ.
Laugh out loud.
Lots of love. Wrong.
That would be correct.
Okay, so it's 7-2. So I got to, good Lord. Yeah, you know, you've really been burning me on these team nicknames.
You keep going back to them.
I know. So if I get a 4-pointer, that would make it what, 7-6? Are there any 4-pointers left? And then you could take a 2-pointer. All the 3s and 4s are gone. General for 4. Maybe I take general for 4. Then if you got a 4.
There's 2 4s left on the board.
So if I cut it to 1, I could still do that. And then you take a 2-pointer. You'd take 2.
Can you pick?
Leaders for 2. I'm thinking in my brain.
Well, no, you're not. You're thinking out loud.
Let me come. Should I do general or USA for 4?
That decision is up to you.
I would like to do general for 4.
General for 4.
He's all going right. For it.
This artist released the live album Homecoming in 2019.
Do you know this? No expression whatsoever. Good poker face.
I used to play a lot of poker.
Homecoming in 2019. I should probably know this, right? I don't.
He doesn't know it.
Let's go with, brain. Channel the brain. Processing. Homecoming. Who came home in 2019? No hints available.
We need an answer. You're ruining the game.
Who's that guy? Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar? This is incorrect. It was Beyonce.
Beyonce. Duh.
Okay. I didn't listen to it.
Let me get acronyms for 1 and the win, please.
Acronyms for 1?
What a loser.
KFC.
Kentucky. Fried
children.
Chicken.
That is correct.
And another win in the books for the good guys.
Give me acronyms for 5.
Acronyms for 5. Let's hope we can
make it look a little bit respectable.
Sonar. Russell got the delayed feed out there.
Sonar?
Yep.
You're just going to sit here all day and pretend like you know this one, too?
Some ostriches never achieve relevance.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is incorrect.
What a poor showing today.
2 points, though. Good job.
Sound, yeah, I got on the board.
Sound navigation ranging.
What is it?
Sound navigation ranging.
Yeah, who cares?
And ranging.
What was team nicknames for 5?
You weren't going to know it either.
No. Team nicknames for 5?
No, I definitely was not. But
the New York professional lacrosse team.
Those were, I got some very unfair questions today. I know it's just luck of the draw, but.
Well, you also scored 2 points.
Yeah, well, that's strategy.
And
that's strategy.
You also missed how old you have to be a senator. So that one's
most people
easy.
Don't know that.
Most people might not, but smart people do.
Oh, smart people. Mr. Smarty Pants over here who got 8 points.
So how did he cheer for our own?
Well, I was doing two.
Didn't even
one.
Know what a suspension bridge was.
I'm not an architect. I did beat the guy who scored 2 points, though.
Well, if we did it the old way, scoring 2 points, you know it's all about strategy. I could have easily scored more than two. I could have scored 10 if I had done 2 pointers
well, yes,
the whole time.
Well, my point was I could have scored more than 8.
Well, I don't know if you could have.
Oh, so you can, but I can't. Gotcha.
Well, if we
you
did
were
it,
going after
if,
points.
If we did it the old way, where you could steal.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to tell
I'm
yourself.
I'm just saying. I mean,
you've been getting
your ass kicked since you started playing this version.
It's
so maybe
3-3 in the last six. It's 3-3.
However you
want to
phrase it.
It's been very competitive.
It's 10-3 in the last 13.
That's not.
That is accurate, yes.
Quite accurate.
No, it is.
No.
I won 7 in a row.
It's all about what you've done recently.
Okay, so I've won 2 in a row.
Well, you have.
You haven't won in a month.
That's not true.
Well, come on, boys.
26 days or something like that.
You haven't won in December.
That's true. Neither have you. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. USA! USA! USA!
Let's
USA!
Go!
Captain America, who has been pretty bad for most of this World Cup, comes through. Scores Christian Pulisic 1-0 in the 39th minute.
The Iranians are disgusted.
Cody, how do you feel?
More like Iranians. I think he hit his balls.
Yeah, it does look like he ran to the goalkeeper and got a cleat into the penis. What do you think? How do you feel?
Be on the wrong side of history.
Are you trying to come back to the right side? Or do you think your Iranians can get the draw?
What? You said,
we'll
go drink if we win?
Saturday?
When is the next game?
Saturday, I believe.
Who would it be against?
The Netherlands. I'm from Holland, isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember the
I
whole
like
thing?
The Netherlands, though. I always wanted to go to Amsterdam.
Well, you can go root for them then, I guess. Maybe that can be your bit. You just root for whoever America
country.
Plays. Yeah,
we're bound to lose eventually.
Yeah, you'll get to celebrate eventually.
No, I guess I'll ride with America. Who's that old man with the necklace there?
I didn't see him. He looks like he was Iranian's coach, though.
There's a lot of people like draped in flags, and it's very nationalistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the World Cup.
You get to wrap yourself up in the cloth.
What's the point?
World domination.
Okay.
I wish we'd be better. I wish more people would play American football.
I'd be a lot more interested.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, if we could just
a World Cup of football. We just make like an all-star team and just.
I mean, we kind
of
get that with basketball.
Yeah.
We lost it for a little bit, but we kind of get that with basketball. What a beautiful goal.
I think I'd be a lot more interested if it was a war.
Well, just think of it as war.
A televised war?
Yeah, like if they put the war on TV, which they kind
of
do.
Just think of it as war. This is about who the better country
is. I would rather see, like, in a stadium, literally, like our army, like our infantry against other countries' infantry.
He put his body on the line.
He got hit right in his sack.
Right, I know, but is he dead? Like, are they going, like, they're taking him off the field. You don't get a sub unless you take him off for good. So, like, we're just playing a man down right now.
He's not dead. He just can't reproduce.
Like, how long does it take to get over getting hit in the you-know-what? Because if we give up a goal right here, all of his good work is not for nothing.
We're not giving up a goal to these Iranians.
You're on the weird train now?
Yeah. I feel like...
Funny how that happens.
I feel like you...
Oh, bring it down!
Oh.
I feel like you can be very like anti-Iran. You know what I mean? Like this game would have hit different in like 2002, 2003.
Oh yeah, I mean, it still hits pretty good right now.
Yeah,
like I said,
they carting him off? Is that him?
No, they're not. He is still limping off though.
Who is he?
He's our best player.
What's his name?
Christian Pulisic.
I think it's Pulisic.
I don't think so.
It's Pulisic?
Yeah, there's no letter over the...
He has a lot of tattoos.
There's no letter over the C.
Who does he play for other times?
Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
But they're looking at...
And that's the Premier League?
Yeah, they're looking at moving him.
What is the other league?
Well, there's
Bundesliga?
Like there's a whole bunch of leagues.
What is Bundesliga?
It's the German one.
And there's Serie A for Italy.
I forget what the French one's called.
And there's MLS for America.
I used to have an MLS stadium in my backyard, and I did not go to a single game.
Checks out.
I kind of wanted to, though.
They're usually sold out. They're hard to get into.
I kind of wanted to. People seemed excited about it when they would walk by. I would watch them walk.
I just wish. What I really just wish is that for 2023, I think we should write our resolutions for each other. I really hope that you just quit becoming a contrarian and just learn to enjoy
things. I don't think you know me.
I just want you to enjoy things and stop acting too cool for school.
I enjoy a lot of things.
Stop acting too cool for school. That's all I want you to do.
Like I told you earlier.
I had the MLS stadium in my backyard, and whenever they would play, I would close my window.
I'm not bragging about it. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I think I would want to
experience some things.
I would like to experience things.
All right. He's back out there.
I would like to travel.
I don't like the Titans.
You can't put me in that box because you don't even leave the state. Very often. You are on record.
Check my flight records, bro. In the last year and a half, I went to Washington, Idaho, Montana. This year I went to Denver, California.
You travel more than you used to.
Okay.
But you do not.
I travel all the time now.
You are on record.
Kansas before. City, New England.
You're on record as being a guy who does not want to leave the country. You've told me.
I don't want to leave the country. I stand by that.
You can't act all cultured if you're not even going to leave the country.
I can act like I love America, and that's why I'm rooting for Team USA. Got a score here.
Whereas, there!
What the hell was that? We've got a lot of opportunities.
That Iranian tripped him. I'm starting to get mad at Iran. I'm starting to get mad for 9/11. I'm starting to get like that old school patriotic.
Now, I will say I maintain that I want to. What I've always said is I don't really have a desire to leave the country until I visit the country, and I've been visiting the country. I don't need to go see other things until I check out America.
This is making me want to be a TSA agent. I'm going to go work for the TSA.
If there was a graph right now, Cody'd be like, sign me up.
He's the one with the bomb.
Random security check for this guy.
Oh, what a boxed opportunity.
That's got to get paid off with a goal.
Yeah, you got a 3-on-2. Oh, my gosh.
I hate how the teammates are always, like, mad whenever their teammates mess up. Look at him, like, look at Pulisic. That's not being a very good teammate there, Christian.
He's like, really?
What the hell are you guys doing?
Like, he hasn't done that the whole World
Cup. You remember when the WWE used to do stuff, like, in the mid-2000s? They had that character that I think his name was Muhammad Hassan, the wrestler.
They did. I don't remember him, but I know they had like. They are notoriously bad for really leaning into stereotypes.
Yeah, I think it was like Hulk Hogan who ended up coming back and
well, I mean, like there was the whole. Well, I mean, there was the whole Iron Sheik character of the night Sergeant Slaughter had to come take care of. There was a whole history there.
It's a good face versus heel kind of thing.
Why is he a heel? Well,
because he ain't from around here. Yeah. That's why.
Because he ain't from around
here. He's a Packers fan.
Feels like we should have more than one goal.
I agree.
But we also feel good about our one goal.
I think this will hold, although there is 5 minutes of stoppage time in the first half.
There you go. Look at the big guys learning.
He's soccering.
So do you want to get together on Saturday to watch the next one? Because I'm probably going to go.
Who are we going to play? Do you know?
Maybe Netherlands.
I told you.
England's not doing anything right now. England's tied up right now.
I keep forgetting. You said it's the Netherlands.
Yeah, but they have. We have to play.
The
goal difference. We have to make up like 4 goals of goal differential.
I know,
so like, if we beat Iran 5-0,
I want
Iraq. Somehow Wells beats them.
I want Afghanistan.
I don't think they made it. They didn't qualify for the World Cup.
Last call on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call today is brought to you by Big Orange Phillies, located at 6625 Maynardville Pike and Halls. Maybe that's where we watch the game at on Saturday. Cody, maybe we get together at Big Orange Phillies and root on the Yanks.
Yeah, maybe.
Pool, maybe, darts, maybe karaoke, and live music on weekends. BigOrangePhillies.com. You can check out the full menu. Again, BigOrangePhillies.com. Delivery is available via Grubhub. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Cam, you got a story?
Yeah. Dog does this to its owner.
Kills him?
Yep.
What do you guess? What's your guess, Cody? What does the dog do to the owner? Why have they not stopped yet?
I don't know.
Eats him.
Ooh. Oh, what a ball. Oh, what a ball.
Yes!
No.
Yeah! Let's go!
Go! Like,
what?
They caught him offsides. Oh, they caught him offsides.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was so pretty.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
the agony. That was by we, too.
That's the agony. Yeah, man, that's so close. I don't think he's off.
How do you know if you're offsides?
Yeah, you can't
be past the last defender.
I don't think that's off.
I think that was on par. Mm. Oh, jeez.
Like, his arm might have been passed, but, like, the arm doesn't count. You can't score with the arm. So you think he eats him?
No, I'm going to say he robbed him. I'm going to say the dog robbed him.
Watch this hilarious video of a dog eating a man's food. He's offside. He's offsides, Russell.
They're on a delay, per usual.
He's offsides, Russ.
Per usual.
Well, the dog did not eat the man.
Hurt. Russell was out there celebrating the goal after we'd already talked about being offsides.
What do you think about Hailey Bieber?
I don't.
She's cute.
She's cute?
Got a talented husband.
Well, this dog did kill his owner by accidentally stepping on his owner's shotgun, shooting the owner. He got taken to the hospital, was pronounced dead there.
The dog stepped on the shotgun?
Yeah, apparently he was out hunting with his dog. This is a guy in Turkey.
Ruh-roh.
While he was putting his dog in the car, I guess he just had his shotgun sitting there, still just primed and ready, and the dog stepped on the trigger there, and no more owner. The dog is free.
Oh, wow. And so will he be charged?
No, I think they said the dog is cool. There's
so
no
dog's
foul.
Not going to jail?
I don't think so. They said no foul play involved. It was just the dog. So I guess
pretty rough ending for that guy.
Yeah,
rough ending.
He kind of went out with a whimper, but
what? So tell me what happened. He got shot. Did he?
Yeah, he's trying to put his dog in the car, and I guess the shotgun was just sitting there, and the dog stepped on the trigger, and
so did he die?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
What was the guy's name? Pavlov? Did he ring a bell to make the dog step on the trigger and shoot him in the head?
Really wanted his dinner.
Oh, I bet that owner's got a real bone to pick.
He's dead, R.I.P. He's dead, R.I.P.
Yeah, his family's grieving in agony.
Yeah.
And here we are, 1,000 miles away.
just make
where was this at?
Turkey.
Oh, well, hell, who cares?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Turkey. Yeah,
they have shotguns in Turkey? That's surprising to me for some reason.
I guess so.
I don't know why it would be. I don't know why it would be surprising to me, but it seems a little surprising.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, that's a shame. Just to get a little, get going for this Netherlands game coming up, they're shutting down their farmers over there.
Yeah.
And so that's something we can.
They've been having like a rebellion.
Well, that's something we can use as like a talking point, bulletin board material.
We should maybe be helping them. We should maybe be like doing the same thing here. Like
helping their farmers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously, yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They're just basically making them sell their land. And
right. And that's not cool, so we should want to beat them in the soccer game.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
America!
We'll teach them a lesson.
America. Yeah. You ever watch Team America World Police?
My friends in high school used to love it. It didn't do much for me. I didn't find that humor to be kind of funny, which is surprising.
I was a bit above that humor.
Well, no, I like South Park, so I'm surprised I didn't really like it.
I was busy test driving my Range Rover. I figured
hilarious.
I figured out what it is that you do. You identify your first impression with someone, and that sticks.
Oh,
and you never allow them to grow.
No, my first impression of you is that you were a real dork. I don't think you're a dork anymore.
A dork?
That was my first and second impression of you, is this guy's a dork.
Did we decide that was worse than a nerd?
Yeah. This guy has CFB in his Twitter handle. Look at your brain.
Dork.
Drives up next, Haylock 10 on Fan Run Radio.